Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
Low 6.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah. Welcome to your Thursday. Welcome to your pre-quend. Welcome to your BF Thursday. Breakfast for dinner, if you're nasty. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hey, hey.
Jake Z Nerd. Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking them calls. 800-520-1067. Big show in store for you today. Let's start with what is what you could actually win from us, because that's why you're probably really here. Tickets, 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 just like heaven. In fact, we got passes, so you can go there this weekend. Brookside Rose Bowl, those will be coming up in a few hours. If you
passes or tickets, man, you're confusing me.
Well, I don't know why.
What's the difference?
Johnny came in and demanded that I call them passes, not tickets.
Because if you check the email liners that we got from Ricky Tiki, it says, please strictly call them passes in the email. So I said, all right, passes.
Sure. And once again, this is like people here making work for no reason. The amount of busy work that gets done behind the scenes here that is so unnecessary. Emails, calling them passes, not tickets. Aren't they all the same thing?
They are the same thing.
That's what I thought too, but in the email, I guess.
Are they backstage? I mean, because if they're not backstage or VIP, then they're misleading.
That's why they're called passes.
I would be upset if I was like, I think I won a VIP passes. Oh, why? Because they called them passes on the air. Oh, you mean tickets? That's right.
No, it's just a pass.
Are there parking passes included?
I don't know. I have to buy parking.
By the way, Johnny, I know you think I play by the same rules you play by when you are a DJ on K-Rock. Johnny will always come in here and be like, yeah, Klein, your levels are a little hot.
Yeah. I did see that yesterday.
I don't read.
Well, you did. You left the bar like really
high. I don't look at that stuff. I don't read whatever you're talking about now. The liner book or whatever. I've never looked at it one time. I don't even know what email you're talking about. I've never opened it ever.
All right. I mean, I just read my email because it got sent to me and it said liners.
You're right, because you have different rules. Allie, do you know what he's talking about? Have you ever looked at
it? I don't know any of this.
Right, Allie.
It's okay. I know what he's talking about. I read the emails for you, and it is passes. That's why I changed it in the rundown. Look at the passes.
Well, whatever. You're going to win just like heaven.
Klein hasn't found a binder or looked at a sheet or done anything.
I don't know what anyone's talking
about.
Admission.
Just say admission.
Yeah.
You can win admission.
Yeah, you can win.
That's the most boring way to say
entrance.
It.
Entrance. Yeah. Entrance into Just Like Heaven. I don't know how that'll be.
You can win access.
So we got that to look forward to, regardless of exactly what you're getting. Who the hell knows at this point? We'll also get you to our summer kegger at the Back Bay Amphitheater. We got a lot of, in fact, today, Allie, I didn't realize this because it's coming up on September 3rd, which feels like a while away, but it's really not. It's almost here. That's officially, I guess, the last day of summer before Labor Day weekend, you know? People are very excited about it. In fact, we have our own hype person who's getting people ready to go for the Endless Summer Kegger.
Don't miss the Klein and Allie Show Endless Summer Kegger. You'll have the best time with the best people. And remember, always tune in to Live with Klein and Allie.
Not really the name of the show. Voice Joy. She's excited about it. And everyone will be there. Hopefully you'll be there as well. Lots of access coming up this hour and every hour this morning
on
the show.
Lots of access and passes. And you also have to remember that September 3rd is, I think, the deadline for our Funner Summer Challenge.
That's right.
So we have a few things we need to accomplish. Vanessa still has to go on a camping trip, and Jake still has to do drugs, and I still have to have a one-night stand.
We start the show, though, with, I believe, what I would like to consider a positive message that is directed at someone on the show who is overcoming a handicap daily on the show and is able to do it because they are brave enough to share this with the masses.
I want to give a shout-out to Omar for stuttering. I, too, am a stutterer, and my job involves public speaking. And I used to be really ashamed of my stutter until I realized Omar is the rich douchebag of the show, and he doesn't give a F if he stutters on live radio. And my shout-out means a lot because I used to really not like Omar.
Hey.
That all changed when he did the lie detector test and John Grogan asked if he has sexual thoughts about Vanessa. And Omar said, well, now I am. And Vanessa said, ew. And Omar said, that's the truth, baby. I don't know. That was just really hot. So that did it for me.
All right, so you turned her around. She used to hate you, but she's a fellow stutterer, although she didn't stutter in the message, which would have made it a lot better. So
yeah.
You never know when Omar stutters. Be caller 20 every time Omar stutters and get something from your friends at K-Rock. Probably a poncho.
We'd run out of tickets.
We sure, and passes. K-Rock. If you don't care about tickets or passes, but you want some cold, hard cash, now would be a great time to call us. 800-520-1067. Every morning around this time, a chance to take Allie's money and learn a thing or two about what's going on in the news. You can gamble on anything these days, particularly the news, and we proved that to you with some Allie Knows the News, although more and more people are convinced that this is one giant scam and is completely rigged.
Okay, now I'm for sure convinced that Allie cheats on Allie Knows the News. How is it when she did so bad the other day on yesterday, on the Dumb Off, does horribly, couldn't answer the easiest of questions, but gets a perfect score today on Allie Knows the News? Mm. Come on. Like, either you guys just feel bad for her, or it's shenanigans. It's a bull. Just straight up BS. Anyways, we did it. Have a good one, y'all.
How do you defend yourself with that, Allie? A terrible score in the Dumb Off, so much so that you're going back to the finals for the third year in a row of the Dumb Off, but yet you got every question right, and Allie Knows the News.
Completely different questions. The questions around the news are things that are just basic knowledge and looking at the news and remembering things. That I'm kind of good at sometimes, mm-hmm. but on decoding riddles and how many pairs of socks do you need to have a complete pair of socks in the dark crap? That's not my strength.
This is where I feel like there are two different types of smart. There's book smart, street smart. Allie was probably always able in school to read a book, study, do well on a test.
Yes, I tested really well,
but couldn't steal a jar of salsa properly because she dropped it on the floor because she missed putting it in her purse. So, like, that's one of those things where someone that was street smart would know you'd gerbil that jar of salsa right in your B and walk out.
And those are the people that can answer the sock questions?
Yeah, probably they could, because it's a different type of smarts. And
that's logic
you
smart.
Are street dumb and book smart.
There's a lot of simple logic things that I'm not great
right,
at.
Not yeah, good at
in,
it all.
In general.
So we will go ahead and prove that this is not rigged, hopefully by paying the people on a Thrifty Thursday. It's always fun to take Allie's money, especially on her cheapest day of the week. So if you want it, call now and claim it. 800-520-1067. Let's get a good contestant on the air and make Allie pay some people next on K-Rock. Thank you.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Goo Goo Dolls, K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Every morning around this time, give you the chance to take some of Alley's money, learn a thing or two about the news. Keep in mind, tomorrow will be a $500 Friday, so if $100 is not enough to motivate you to pick up the phone, call, and play Alley, then hopefully you're ready to call tomorrow morning where you have the chance to win $500 of Alley's money. And all you got to do is study up on the news. Constantly news breaking. There was some great breaking news last night that had me captivated. That may be a question that we get to in a moment. Let's find out as we say good morning to your contestant, Allie. And there's people on the phone right now from Hollywood and Anaheim and Huntington Beach, Redondo Beach, the Deep Valley, the
I'll
Shallow Valley. And we say hi to David in Garden Grove. Good morning, David in Garden Grove. Welcome to K-Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Allie is here and confident for now, but she will leave the K-Rock studios and we will watch that confident leak out of her. And you get to go ahead and answer first. Please answer these questions quickly, confidently, and accurately. And if you don't have any problem taking money from a pregnant woman, then your round officially begins right now.
Allie knows the news.
Footage has people outraged after they've witnessed a mailman in Pasadena attacking what? Mailman was caught on camera attacking what in a Pasadena neighborhood?
That would be a peacock.
Peacock. We go to question number two. High-speed chase took place yesterday through the streets of Southern California, and it was the thing that the man was using that was being chased that I believe has gotten a lot of attention. What was he being chased in?
What was he riding? As a dirt bike.
Wow. Correcting the question and giving me the right answer. I love this guy. Question number three. Chipotle is going to be offering some sort of a BOGO situation August 20th. I believe that is today. But in order to get it, what do you have to do?
Download the app.
download. Yeah, usually the app is somehow involved. It's where they always get you. Oh, you want the guacamole? Where's the app? I got it. All right, that's a good answer. I'll write it down. Find out if it's right in a moment. Question number four. Amazon accidentally started streaming what movie that was yet to be released in theaters? They did an oopsies and accidentally made it available for streaming before it was even released in theaters.
I know Spider-Man's already out. I want to say, what is it? Paw Patrol,
the dinosaur one. Good guess. We go to final question, question number five. This dead celebrity / dead comedian / dead movie star has now had his Instagram account reactivated by his family as a way to combat all of the AI deepfakes of him that have been circulating.
What was the question again?
Which dead celebrity, who's also a dead comedian, who's also a dead movie star, has had his Instagram account reactivated by his family?
Let's say Rodney Dangerfield.
No respect.
Give that man some goddamn respect. All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score together. You did decent, David. Let's see if you did decent enough to take Allie's money. But you are definitely no dummy. And a lot of people accuse us of finding the dumbest possible people on the phones to play the game so Allie doesn't have to pay the people, but that is just not the case. David does beat Allie. As I promised, I will be buying breakfast for Vanessa and Johnny. It's my inspiration so that they find better contestants
not
for
Jake.
Allie Knows the News.
No.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, not Jake.
We full-on ordered we all got breakfast except Jake.
Yeah, everyone gets breakfast except Jake. Question number one, Allie, here we go. Footage has people outraged after watching a mailman attack what in a Pasadena neighborhood?
I think it was a peacock.
Why are you saying it like that?
Peacock?
Are you trying to make the impression? He's also said peacock. The correct answer is man attacked peacock, and I know obviously we're going to side with the peacock, but I think peacocks...
Those things are annoying, though.
I think peacocks are pretty aggressive.
They are.
And I know that mail carriers get attacked by lots of animals on a daily basis, so I don't know. I haven't seen the footage yet that everyone's talking about. I don't know if the peacock was just chilling and the guy went up and kicked it, but it appears that usually the peacocks will be the aggressor.
Peacocks are dicks.
But yeah, this ironically. One is special because it's albino.
And he was chilling. The peacock was totally just...
All right, so it was an unprovoked attack. I mean, to really have an issue with peacock...
Why did he make about color?
But maybe this guy, maybe this mailman, you don't know, maybe his like dad was taken out by a peacock, you know, 20 years earlier or something like that.
And that's the one.
And
that's
was like
the one
revenge,
that took him out.
So anyway, you both get the point. 1-1 after one, and we go to question number two right now. Congratulations on both of you getting on the board early. High-speed chase made a lot of news yesterday. It was what the guy that was being chased was on that was making a lot of the news. What was his mode
dirt
of
bike.
Transportation? Dirt bike. He said dirt bike as well. That
so
is the correct
cool.
answer. We got some audio of that, which we'll share later in the show, but it's just an incredible. I mean, if you like a good chase, guy on a dirt bike filling
that
up.
Coordinated a gas drop.
It was crazy. We'll get to that coming up later, but, you know, it's been a while since I think we've had a real good newsworthy chase. We get a lot of chases, but some real good newsworthy one. That one was right up there. Question number three. Allie and this guy, David, are tied up 2-2. We go to question three. Chipotle is offering some sort of a BOGO situation, I believe, today. But what must you do if you want to take advantage of it?
I think it's a student thing.
Student thing. Explain that, please.
You got to be a student.
Got to be a student. The correct answer, he guessed you have to download the app.
But well, that's probably true also.
Also probably true. But the correct answer is you're supposed to show up wearing some sort of school spirit. It's not just being a student. I assume anyone at any age can get the free buy one, get one.
Oh, if I just wear a shirt of any school?
I think you have to. Any color, really. I mean, you could argue right now you're USC colors because you got that maroon shirt on.
I have to look at them and say, I'm USC, duh.
Right.
And then they'll just give me a BOGO?
I guess. That's the deal. So you're supposed to dress in school spirit. That's what they're saying. I'm going to say no one gets the point on that one. And we move to question number four. Still tied up, by the way. Question four. Amazon accidentally started streaming what movie before it was even released in theaters? That was a big oopsies on their part.
Oh, my gosh. God, what's coming out? Let's see.
They pulled it. It's already been pulled.
So they released it before it was out in theaters?
Yep, and then they go, oopsies, we got these dates wrong.
God, is it the new He-Man movie?
Oh, no. I wish. It's the new Jason Statham movie, Mutiny.
Oh.
Mutiny.
Oh, darn.
And no one realized it.
No one watched it, so no one knew.
And we go to question number five.
If still, I saw that on Amazon, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Still tied up as we go to this last question. Money is still on the line for David. This dead celebrity slash dead comedian slash dead movie star has had his Instagram account reactivated by his family as a way to fight back against the AI deepfakes.
Robin Williams.
He said Rodney Dangerfield. Allie says Robin Williams.
Yeah.
One of you is right. One of you will win this round of Allie Knows the News. And congratulations, sadly, to Allie.
Ah!
Correct answer is Robin Williams. Hairy arms and all.
Say it.
So say it, David.
Hey, this is David. I can't wait to see you guys at the Kegger Party, and Allie Knows the News.
We'll be giving away some tickets to that Kegger Party coming up this hour. Clam Slam. The lawyers will not call it that, but we sure will. And we have those tickets coming up. After this Red Hot Chili Peppers song, Allie. We have to get into something that has been plaguing society. It is a giant scam, and you have no idea how deep this goes. And we have evidence of it next on K-Rock. There's a huge issue affecting us all, and it may have not affected you yet, but it probably will if we don't solve this immediately. And this all came to our attention last week when we had the endless summer fun pool party at my place, whatever the hell we called it.
It was definitely summer. It was hot.
It wasn't fun.
Well, it wasn't fun and it wasn't summer. Regardless.
It was not endless. It had a very strict end time.
Well, and I thought I would save the whole thing by putting out a great ice cream cake to say happy birthday to Omar, even though he wasn't there. Got the ice cream cake.
I was there in UPS spirit.
You were there, played by a UPS man. It was great. And we brought out the ice cream cake to celebrate and cut into it, and there was no ice cream in the cake.
Everyone was collectively disappointed.
Everyone thought that Klein is a big dummy and can't read and bought the wrong cake.
You weren't even going to say anything, and then we all were like, hey, by the way, remember when you said it was an ice cream cake?
I didn't realize all you guys were talking behind my back and saying, Klein really cheaped out on the ice cream cake. Little did I know that there is something happening at a local grocery store that is... This goes deep because when I went back to the scene of the crime yesterday and I did an undercover investigation with video and audio and some interviews, which I'll play with you for you in a moment.
Well, you had to go in person because you got nowhere over the phone.
Well, this was me on the phone trying to explain to them the situation. A refund, what I was hoping for is maybe some sort of a sticker so that future people don't accidentally buy the cake from the freezer thinking it will be an ice cream cake.
I see. Let me get you over to my supervisor because this is going to be something that the store needs to know.
I can't be the first person that's called with this, right?
I haven't ran into this situation before. Thank you.
She didn't seem to care that much. She's
pulling a U move where she's pretending to have a conversation with somebody else to get off the phone.
Yeah, and then she proceeded to put me on hold for 17 minutes only to then get the busy signal treatment. They did not get me to a manager. So
you said I need to do this in person.
So I went over to the store yesterday and let me just say it started... Out of the gate, it started a little weird because I was standing outside the store where people usually will wait to get people to sign petitions. I wanted to let people know, just regular shoppers, as to what was happening.
Oh, did you have a clipboard?
I didn't have a clipboard, but I did have...
And then you're just another schmuck standing in front of a grocery store.
I felt bad because pretty quickly I had some competition with... There was a lot of people that were trying to just get in the store, and there was like four different people that were all trying to get their attention to sign stuff, and I was there trying to let them know, hey, be careful if you buy an ice cream cake. It may not have ice cream in it.
That's nice. You don't want them to sign anything. You just want to warn them.
It was just warning, but then I met this woman who was out there trying to raise money.
What are you trying to get people to sign?
No, I'm raising donations to be able to afford my cosmetology school uniform so I can start an ice cream.
Oh, wow. So she wanted money to raise money for her cosmetology school uniform.
I mean, scam, right?
Right.
I'm here because they have ice cream cakes in there they're selling that don't even have ice cream in the cake. They keep them in the freezer so you think it's ice cream, and then you get home, you cut into it, it's just cake.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So she obviously thought my cause was more important than her cause.
Wow, and, I'm talking to you.
So I go into the store.
Do you think this is one of those situations where, you know, the hot dog cart people fight with the other hot dog cart people because this is their beat?
I think that...
You know, or like you were in somebody else's spot. Like, no, I'm supposed to be scamming people for my cosmetology uniform.
Right.
What are you doing here?
Well, there was someone trying to sell candy for basketball jerseys. That's the old
school
scam.
One.
Right. We're selling M&Ms, right, that they got inside. And then there's the sign that says, please don't panhandle or you know, they don't want you outside.
So this is technically not panhandling. Right. It's selling something.
Right. And I was just there to give free advice. That's it. Free advice. Ali, as I walked into the store.
You're truly wasting everyone's
time. This is the video I was showing because I found something else out that was fascinating when I got up to the freezer where I purchased the supposed ice cream cake from.
Regular cakes. Look at this. Going to the freezer cake. Ice cream cake. Even more misleading. Ice cream cake.
Says it on, I didn't realize this at the time, on the door of the freezer.
The one that you used.
Oh, yes. Says ice cream cake.
Whoa.
There is not. Dun, dun, dun. There's not one ice cream cake in that freezer.
No way. Can you check them all?
Boom. Checked them all. Checked them all.
You checked them all?
Look at these things. In the ice cream cake section. Ice cream cake, marble inside. This is the one I got. Marble cake, whipped icing. Yes,
I know it's loud because that's the sound of the freezer.
This is
it's
terrible.
That's the freezer sound. It's showing how cold it is.
And these are not ice cream cakes. Is that crazy? I mean, if you look up your ice cream cake, so you assume, I don't think there's an ice cream cake in here. This is my point. This is a crazy situation.
Well, how do you know that they're not ice cream cakes? You had to eat them all.
No, I didn't have to eat them all.
You have to cut into them to really see.
I started researching each cake in there, like really looking into it.
What do you do?
What do you mean, really, what do I do? I looked at, I finally read the labels, and there was nothing in there.
And it doesn't say anything
There's
about
nothing
the ice
about
cream.
Ice cream. They're in the ice cream cake freezer at the store. It says, listen what it says on top of the freezer.
Ice cream cake, slice of life, happy desserts. I got news for you, not happy desserts. This is the one. You tell me that doesn't look like ice cream.
Now I brought a man over.
Are you talking to anybody?
I'm talking to myself. at this point.
Hello, crazy man.
Some people are just walking by you and talking to yourself in the grocery store. Yeah. Look at this, other you.
Yeah, I was. I started talking to myself, Allie, and then an employee came over to check on the situation, as they should have, and I alerted him to something. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't think this is a big deal, listen to this.
This says ice cream cakes, right? Mm-hmm. So I bought this cake here, like, last week.
Yeah.
Right? You would think that's ice cream cake, right?
But it's not.
It's not. Isn't that crazy?
He does not care.
No, he cared.
But it's not.
He cared. Yeah. The guy cared. He listened.
Oh, shoot.
See? Big problem. He's looking at it, too. He can't figure it out.
It's a marble.
Right. Yeah, but it's in the frozen. It says ice cream cakes on the sign. I took it home frozen, cut into it, expecting ice cream. Just regular cakes.
Just regular cakes.
Do you know how long this has been happening? Because I think this is like something that goes, like how many people have been like, I'm not saying scam, but like disappointed.
Yeah.
Are any of these ice cream cakes?
Yeah. I would say, let's see. There's some more on the ice cream aisle that I'll eat if you go to the left.
I mean,
he thinks I'm trying to buy an ice cream cake.
He's trying to dissuade you. He's trying to distract you.
Yeah, he's
with
trying to
aisle
eight. Move me over to aisle eight. Why would I go to aisle eight?
Now your aisle eight's problem.
I'm over there. In fact, I talked to another employee who tells me.
Is this the guy that works in that section?
This guy is I don't know. He worked at the store. I don't know if it was his section. I saw him later bagging groceries.
Because sometimes those sections don't talk to each other. They don't know anything about not their section.
I didn't go to the produce guy. Let's put it that way. I did find a guy that was standing near the section of the cake / laundry detergent / medicines.
And he works at the grocery store because he cares.
Right, he cares.
I would think, but like this says ice cream cake, and then this, like if someone were to hold this, I mean, feel it, it's frozen, dude, it's solid. You think it's an ice cream cake.
It's like a cream cheese.
So I was like devastated, and the pool party was still epic, but there was no ice cream.
There was no ice cream.
So I just wanted to get your official statement, but I guess I probably have to go through the PR department or something.
So, I guess my manager, that's up front.
I called this week a couple times. They kept saying they would put me through the manager, and then they hung up on me. Yeah, I was thinking, you guys are going to change anything. I just thought it'd be good to have a big sticker on here that says...
Ice cream.
Not ice cream. Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you're picking up what I'm putting down, not ice cream.
You're in too deep, man.
This guy knows what's up.
I think there's enough here for a Netflix documentary. It's a total scandal.
I thought it was my duty at this point, Allie, to go up to random shoppers in the store.
So where did they get with this? Nothing?
Nothing with that guy. But I talked to another guy that was his supervisor.
So there's some fake manager stuff going on now.
But this was me just approaching regular shoppers to let them know, do not buy an ice cream cake if that's your plan tonight. A lot of them were not there to buy ice cream cakes, as I learned.
How many of these are purchased?
Heads up, they're selling ice cream cakes here. They don't have ice cream in them. There's regular cakes.
Huh? Now, this guy... this guy was in a different aisle, but he was alarmed. clearly by this news.
What was this guy shopping for at the time?
At the time, I think he was buying cereal. But I did want him to know that if his plan...
He seems shocked, though.
He's shocked.
But
he is alarmed by this.
He just drops all the cereal and runs out.
He was alarmed by the news.
Huh? Yeah, no, look in this. I don't know if you were here for an ice cream cake or no.
No.
Oh, okay. Because they have a freezer. It says ice cream cakes. I bought one. I cut into it. Just regular cake. Yeah, crazy. Right? So I'm letting people know in the store. Mm. All right, you're welcome.
Man, you broke that guy.
He doesn't even have more words. It's just grunts.
So, and finally,
he's looking around right now for a person that works there.
I go to this is now, this guy is in charge because this guy has the keys. You know, you need keys to get anything these days. So not ice cream cakes because there's not ice cream, but you need keys for batteries or anything of any value, alcohol. I found the key guy. The key guy's got power at the store. And listen to this. I mean, his mind was blown too.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that the also in the store, the ice cream cake situation that's going on?
Ice cream cake? It should be on like the bakery aisle, like in the last fridge.
That's what you think, right? But those cakes.
See, he sent me right back to where I started. The ice cream, the cake aisle.
You said, are you aware of the ice cream cake situation? And he was like, they're over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he.
Because he's
that's
not
your situation.
Because he's not aware of the situation.
It says ice cream cake?
Yeah.
You cut into them? No ice cream. It's just a frozen cake.
You hear that reaction?
Oh my God, that was even lower.
Whoa.
That was even less energy.
That guy
than
let
the last
out a
guy. He couldn't even.
Crazy. Man.
That does not make sense.
Hello? This guy, Allie, I'm telling you right now, it's such a big deal that even the people that work there don't understand what's happening.
You don't even know. They're probably radioing each other behind your back going, is anyone going to tell this guy to leave? Because now you're bothering the customers.
I'm not bothering the customers. I'm helping.
Who wants to be approached when they're shopping? By anybody.
If I was there when I was shopping and someone came out to me and said, heads up, if you're buying an ice cream cake, don't buy it from the case that says ice cream cakes, it's in a regular cake, I would be like, thank you, you saved me some money.
Oh, I would think that I'm about to get robbed or something.
Well, anyway, so at the end of the whole thing, this guy, and he's an employee of the grocery store, and here's what he said, and I think you're going to be surprised by this, guys.
I got fooled by a fake Carvel.
Interesting.
So I'll just let you know, I know you work here, so maybe you could spread the word.
I will.
But people are onto it now, because the word is getting out about the ice cream cake
situation. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you should go check there. Don't be fooled by the sign that says ice cream cakes. Mm-hmm. Talk to someone else in the store. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was shocked.
Yeah, there was no ice cream.
Yeah, shocked.
Mm-hmm. The real ice cream cake is like Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
Guy told me go to Baskin Robbins.
He said, why are you even here for an ice cream?
Go to Baskin.
I know. They're good. Next time I won't cheap out, you know?
No, sir.
All right. Thanks, man.
Sorry about that.
So, Allie, after all of this, I think we
feel... You got nowhere.
Well, no, I got the word out.
No, that guy said he'll let people know, and he definitely won't.
Well,
562 said this goes deep. I bought one that turned out to be a regular cake too, and I think this runs all the way up to big cake.
It does.
Wow.
It does.
You're in danger. Start like some sort of tip line or something.
This runs.
People call in.
This runs all the way up to sheet cake, guys. Sheet cake, because I'm telling you right now, an entire freezer.
This whole bit's sheet cake.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Do some news, then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin before we start hooking you up with tickets, PAXes, and access all coming up.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, one of the more exciting days on the streets of L.A. yesterday with a great dirt bike police chase. Police were chasing this guy for over an hour last night. He was clipping cars. He was riding through parks. The dirt bike was stolen, of course. He was, I guess they had found him and were trying to connect with him because of something he was doing with a weapon somewhere else. Then he stole the bike. Then he was on the run. He was also wearing a shirt that said Godspeed. So he is a man of the Lord. At one point, he had planned a gas drop. Someone left a gallon water jug full of gas in the middle of a park for him to refuel with. But the audio from this police chase is incredible.
Pulls into this gas station.
So before he got the gallon gas drop, he tried to go to a gas station, ended up pulling away with the gas pump.
Pulls into this gas station. He will be cornered here. He is trying to get gas. Oh, pulled the pump. Hold the pump. This is really getting crazy. Dialing buddies up like there's no tomorrow. Second time, he is actually talking into the speakerphone like he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh! Off-roading. What in the world? He got somebody to put gas in a gallon container for him and leave it in the park. Oh. He just put gas in that bike. I've never seen anything like this.
Are you the one that gave him the gas drop?
Of course. She got the gas.
She had the gas.
She got gas.
In all of my years of covering pursuits, he just coordinated a drop-off and managed to now get back on the road. He has 9 lives, this guy. It's unbelievable.
Kind of GTA level right there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Maybe this is all a promotion, for the video game. Eventually, he fell off the bike. And then he decided to run and hide.
Jumping fences on foot. He is now hiding in a trash bin.
So he went to a recycling bin.
Jake's a move. Probably saw a bear.
Good decision, though, to go to the recycle bin instead of the trash bin. It's just a little cleaner in there. But they still found him and caught him, and then they held him up at gunpoint, and now he's in custody.
Right, and that's usually the way these things end up, unless they do the move where they go into the parking garage and swap vehicles.
Yeah, or that's sometimes the under the overpass, they will do a little swaparoo and have some. I mean, you got to call your friends that really love you. These are the friends that would help bury a body with you, or you say, hey, I'm on the run right now. I'm on national television. I need you to go to this overpass and bring me a car real quick.
I mean, that's a real.
Would you do that for me?
For you? No.
Oh, I would do it for you.
I mean, because then I'm an accomplice now, and I don't know what crime you committed. Like, what's this guy, what's this for originally? Was this you getting pulled over for trying to masturbate on the freeway again? For
sure,
that,
sure.
Maybe,
we'll okay. start with something minor. Yeah, but that, you don't sure. know. This guy that coordinated the gas drop and stuff and helped his buddy out, no one knows who he is. He's just the guy dropping off the gas.
Yeah. Usually, though, if you're running at that level, you're that desperate, there's a good reason you don't want to be caught. It's usually not, like, you know, a traffic infraction.
What upsets me is this guy is at the gas station. He's filling up. He has time to fill up his gas tank, allegedly, right? He's filling it up. And there's all these cars that are just waiting on the street, waiting at a red light. And then the cop is trying to get into the gas station. And all these cars are just blocking him.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, oh, a cop, and drives away, like, no problem. And why are these idiots? I guess they're just all on their phones, not paying attention, not realizing that they're intercepting this big moment that could happen. You know, finally ending the police chase, and they're just like, dirt, dirt, dirt.
You know how they do, like, citizen's arrest? You can do that? I'd love a citizen pit maneuver. But, of course, they tell you don't do that because that's not safe, and yeah. you put yourself in harm's way.
Yeah, you say that if it goes wrong. If it goes right,
you're a hero. Exactly.
Hayden Panettiere's death keeps getting more and more complicated. The DEA is now involved. They're investigating. It seems that this boyfriend that she had, was in and out of her life, was a real douchebag. He at one point had a battery charge against her a while back. Then there were even signs around her condo complex with a picture of him saying, if you see this guy, call 911 immediately and do not let him in the building. He was with her when she died, but asleep in the other room. I think the brother was also there. So now if the DEA is involved, this could be like a Matthew Perry situation where it's like, who was supplying the drugs? How did she get them? Was he supplying her with something that was laced that he knew was laced? You know, shenanigans could have been happening, and now the DEA is going to figure it all out. And Neutrogena stock is also plummeting because people are boycotting after an interview resurfaced of her talking about how she was fired as a spokesperson after speaking out about her postpartum depression. So there's a lot to uncover there, and it's definitely a story that's going to continue. An update on the pig that was running wild in West Hollywood. If you remember, this happened a few days ago. There was a pig running wild.
Hey, there's a pig in West Hollywood. We gotta catch the pig. Hey, come back, pig.
No one has
come here, pig.
No one's come forward to claim the pig, which
Doesn't
means
that sound like this guy.
Could be a crackhead.
I'm sorry, though. This guy.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. Yep. I got to look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay? Yeah.
That the same guy?
That guy finally.
Hey, come back, pig.
Yeah.
Hey, come here, pig.
It's the same.
That's the guy they need to find all things that are weird.
Yeah, for sure. In
the
news.
Just call him. Now they say the pig might be up for grabs because no one's come forward to claim the pig.
Oh, let's
so that
get
means
it for the
that
show. Mascot.
If no one claims the pig by today, it will go up for adoption. They said it's 17 pounds and only 11 weeks old.
Vanessa, put in a call for the pig because we could bring this thing out at the Endless Summer Kegger. We put an apple in its mouth and we could slow roast that baby. You know what I'm saying?
The pig. I got to eat the pig.
Got to eat that
Someone
pig.
Someone eat the pig.
Get
but
into
they
it.
Said if you're interested, you have to demonstrate how your home would be suitable to house a pig.
Oh, my house is perfect for pigs. I got roaches and
you
everything else.
You got three
else.
Of them in your house already.
Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.